With neutral feeling, getting to delusion in various ways, what would you want to elucidate? What sort of ways it might?
Well, just a thing is that when something's neutral, then it's not known, it's not attended to, then we start filling in the blanks. We'll conjure up anything, so that either will something's neutral, I need something to do, I'm restless, I need to fill it up somehow.
This is where we might roll into like past actions or conversations or future, I'm going to do this.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah, I mean, we start to fill the space up. And if there's not mindfulness and discernment, then it will fill it up with all sorts of things. The nearest thing to hand, really. The nearest habit, the nearest inclination.
Jill Bolton Taylor, in that book, My Stroke of Insight, describing how the mind, when she started coming back together, she said, she'll see two points in the mind, which is fill in the whole story in between. And that's just what the mind does. She was doing anything wrong, that's what the mind does.
That's what the mind does, especially when it's not known and understood.
Also, I find when the situation is like really clear, like if it's really painful, if it's really pleasant, I know what to do with it.
Yes.
But when it's sort of like this lukewarm, ambiguous, neutral thing,
yeah,
that's where I get confused about what to do next or how to handle it.
Yeah, exactly.
And the other thought that I've noticed coming up that tends to depend on neutral feeling is just, this is the way I am. This is normal. Pleasant and unpleasant are, maybe not, a small fraction of experience, but just that this is normal. This is who I am. And that's